Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
Saturday Night Live celebrates its 40th anniversary this weekend with a TV special on Sunday that will feature cast members from the entire run of the show. We all have memories of SNL and the many characters it has introduced us to, from Wayne and Garth to Hans and Franz to Stefan to the Coneheads.
My name is Connie, and I am 16 Earth years old.
That is Lorraine Newman as Connie Conehead. She's one of the original cast members of Saturday Night Live, and she's with us from New York. Lorraine, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, you were hired back in 1974 by SNL creator Lorne Michaels. What did he tell you you were being hired for at that point?
This show was supposed to air in place of the Johnny Carson reruns. It was only supposed to be a 13-week run with an option for 5 weeks. Mm. And, of course, I thought, like, that'll ever happen. And 40 years later!
Well, and what was it like there in the early days? And you were working with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin.
Well, we'd all come from shows that were similar to what the show was. We had all come from sketch comedy groups. I came from the Groundlings, which was very new at that point. But it was basically, you know, you're on stage, you're doing a sketch, you run off stage, you change your costume, you get into a new one, you come on stage in the dark, the lights go up, and then you start a sketch. And that's pretty much what the show was. So I think we were all pretty much prepared for that kind of work, but we came from different kinds of companies. And in the beginning, Lorne would have us do improvs at his loft in Midtown. And that didn't quite achieve, I think, the camaraderie and, you know, the kind of simpatico that most groups that have been working together for years would have, but still we gained that over time.
Do you remember some of the improv that you did in that loft?
Well, I know that we came up with the basic family of the Coneheads. Mm. But the whole idea of the Coneheads was, of course, Tom Davis and Dan Aykroyd, the look and everything. But the family structure and the voice we came up with, Jane and Danny and I, at Lauren's loft, the improv that we did.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of the Coneheads. Here you are with Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin.
You have stimulated me. Let us return to the sleep chamber immediately.
Good morning, parental units. I must inform you now that I will not be home from school tonight.
You're cold. Unacceptable. Undesirable. Unacceptable.
Oh, come on, Dad. I have altered my cone for tonight. I'm attending a concert of a popular music group called Peter Frampton. For some reason, I am the only girl who can get backstage.
I cannot comprehend those irregular sound patterns that you enjoy. Now, the vibra orbs of Remulac, that was music.
Yes.
What do you think when you hear that today, Lorraine Newman?
Well, first of all, I can't even believe that I could get my mouth around that dialogue. And it just seems like a different, really, universe. It is so long ago. But my God, it was... And also, it just feels like yesterday as well. It was so much fun. That's all I can think about is how fun it was.
Did you think at any point that SNL would change TV comedy forever in the way that it has?
At the time, I could not possibly have fathomed that things like parental units and consume mass quantities would become part of the vernacular. It would have never occurred to me that that could happen. No, I couldn't imagine that.
Can you talk about your relationship with Lorne Michaels, who, of course, famously left the show in 1980 and then returned in 1985? But what was your relationship like with Lorne Michaels?
Well, I met him when I was 22 and he was 28. And I think that at the time, my perspective on it was that he was still reconciling his position as boss and was still befriending people that worked for him. Then he had to sort of be in a position of moving back from that which was kind of hard for all of us. It was kind of come here and go away. But I ultimately feel nothing but affection for Lorne because he always helped me. He always gave me terrific advice. He always really did his best for me. He always made sure that, you know, the writers were, you know, making sure that I had something in the show. Because, you know, people now write stuff for themselves. At the time, the only person who wrote was Danny, the only person in the cast.
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. I mean, some of the stuff that I did on the show that was my work was stuff that I'd already written in The Groundlings. Or ideas that I might have had, but I did very little writing. But he did make sure. He did that for everybody, really, because I stayed there late at night with the writers, and I could see him going door to door and saying, I need something for Garrett, or I need something for Jane. So he took care of everybody, really.
But did you feel that women were given the same kinds of roles, the same caliber of roles on that show as male actors?
Absolutely. Lorne has always been a champion of women's humor. He started out writing for women. He wrote for Phyllis Diller. And, of course, he produced Lily Tomlin's special. He always supported the women. This whole notion that there was sexism on the show, I never saw it. I think he really supported the women and their humor.
Let's listen to another clip from the show. This is from Weekend Update, back when it was hosted by Chevy Chase.
For an on-the-spot report, let's go live to Lorraine Newman at the Blaine Hotel. Lorraine?
Chevy, I'm standing outside a room on the 18th floor of the Blaine Hotel, where a group of terrorists calling themselves, strangely enough, simply Blowfish are holding several hostages. Inexplicably, they have insisted that famed television game show announcer Don Pardo read off their list of ransom demands on national television. Oh, the door to the room appears to be opening. Tell us what they want, Don Pardo.
Lorraine, the kidnappers want to be transported on one of Gotham Chopper's quiet and comfortable executive helicopters.
Yeah, you still laugh when you hear that clip.
Oh, God, that was a great premise. I don't remember who wrote that, but that was fantastic. And, of course, the newscaster character, the remote thing that I did, I always heard newscasters, they had a certain song to their cadence. And I was thrilled to have the opportunity to kind of, like, depict that. I love doing that character.
I want to jump forward because there have been so many great characters on Saturday Night Live over the years. I'm just thinking of, you know, Eddie Murphy and Kevin Nealon and Dana Carvey and Mike Myers and Chris Farley and Gilda Radner, of course, and so many other actors on that program. But just to sort of what it has become today, let's listen to Tina Fey here as Sarah Palin.
You know, Hillary and I don't agree on everything.
Anything. I believe that diplomacy should be the cornerstone of any foreign policy.
And I can see Russia from my house.
So there, and you've got Amy Poehler there, of course, as well. But this program has become a real part of our politics in this country today.
Yeah, I am just staggered by the people that come on the show, too. Presidents. I mean, I know that we had, I think it was a big thing. We had Gerald Ford do something. I mean, he recorded a message on our show, and I think we had Ron Nesson was a host. He was the press secretary. But nothing like it's been. I mean, just the caliber of celebrities that have made appearances now are just spectacular. And I just think that the casts have been just unbelievably wonderful.
Well, Lorraine Newman, it has been a great pleasure having you on in advance of this 40th birthday celebration of Saturday Night Live. When I lived in New York, one of the great highlights of my time there was being able to go and see one of the dress rehearsals of Saturday Night Live. It is still just such an exciting thing to see. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And before we go to break, another great SNL moment from Eddie Murphy.
You know, another reason why Mr. Robinson likes Christmas so much, boys and girls, is because I have so much in common with Santa Claus. We both like to sneak into your house late at night. Only Mr. Santa Claus likes to leave things. Mr. Robinson prefers to take a few things every now and then.
You're listening to Here and Now.